White Grooming Gang Victim Racially Abused by Far-Left Groups Online. By Jack Montgomery on May 2, 2020. A woman who was sexually abused by Pakistani grooming gang members is now receiving racist abuse from far-left groups for speaking out online. Speaking under the pseudonym Ella, the woman revealed that she was called a white SG, a white C, a white whore, a white BH and a F Gory, which is their name for a white person, by her abusers, who raped her more than 100 times in Yorkshire, Northern England. We need to understand racially and religiously aggravated crime if we are going to prevent it and protect people from it, and if we are going to prosecute correctly for it, she told Yorkshire Live. Prevention, protection and prosecution, all of them are being hindered because we are neglecting to properly address the religious and racist aspects of grooming gang crimes. It's telling them that it's okay to hate white people. Police, prosecutors, and judges have indeed actively resisted treating grooming gang crimes, perpetrated overwhelmingly by Muslim, usually South Asian origin men, against non-Muslim, usually white working class girls, as racist, and have even backed handing harsher punishments to people who have abused Asian girls and explained that the shame they experience makes victimizing them more serious than victimizing white girls. Ella's attempts to highlight the racial and religious aspects of her abuse saw her receive a lot of abuse from far-left extremists and radical feminist academics, however. They go online and they try to resist anyone they consider to be a Nazi, racist, fascist or white supremacist, she explained. They don't care about anti-white racism, because they appear to believe that it doesn't exist. One of the tweets Ella received referred to a white virus and described its carriers as hideously selfish, hideously inferior and hideously white, adding that the malice and ugliness of these people should not be underestimated. On reporting the tweet, however, she was shocked to be told by the social media giant that it did not breach any of Twitter's community guidelines. Twitter is creating an environment where hatred towards whites is normalized, and this leads to even more anti-Western attacks, like the ones against me and hundreds of other girls in Rotherham, she said. It's telling them that it's okay to hate white people, and that's fundamentally wrong. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.